Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a party you attended. Describing a party you attended is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This task allows examiners to assess your ability to recount past experiences, express emotions, and use descriptive language. Let's explore how to excel in this topic and maximize your speaking score. Understanding the task. The describe a party you went to topic typically appears in part 2 of the IELTS speaking test, also known as the long turn. You'll be given a cue card with prompts and have 1 minute to prepare before speaking for 1 to 2 minutes. The examiner may ask follow-up questions in part 3. Part 1, introduction and interview. Before diving into the main task, the examiner may warm up with some general questions about parties. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Do you enjoy going to parties? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I quite enjoy parties. They're a good way to relax and spend time with friends. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I find parties to be exhilarating experiences. They provide an excellent opportunity to socialize, unwind, and create lasting memories with friends and acquaintances. What kind of parties do you usually go to? Band 6-7 answer. I usually go to birthday parties and sometimes house parties with my friends. Band 8-9, answer. I attend a diverse range of parties, from intimate gatherings with close friends to larger-scale events like weddings and corporate functions. Each type offers a unique atmosphere and social dynamic that I find fascinating. Part 2, long turn, cue card. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a party you went to. You should say what kind of party it was, where and when it took place, who was there, what you did at the party, and explain why you enjoyed this party. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to tell you about a memorable party I attended last summer. It was a surprise birthday celebration for my best friend Sarah, organized by her family and close friends. The party took place at a charming rooftop restaurant in the heart of the city. The venue offered a breathtaking panoramic view of the skyline, which added to the magical atmosphere of the evening. The guest list was a carefully curated mix of Sarah's closest friends, family members, and colleagues. There were about 50 people in total, creating an intimate yet lively ambiance. As for the activities, the highlight was undoubtedly the moment Sarah walked in, completely unaware of what was waiting for her. The look of sheer joy and disbelief on her face was priceless. Throughout the evening, we enjoyed delectable cuisine, danced to a live band playing Sarah's favorite songs, and participated in entertaining party games that had everyone in fits of laughter. What made this party particularly enjoyable for me was the overwhelming sense of love and camaraderie that filled the air. It was heartwarming to see how many people had come together to celebrate Sarah. The attention to detail in the decorations, which included photo collages of Sarah's life journey, added a personal touch that made the event feel incredibly special. Moreover, the party provided an excellent opportunity to reconnect with old friends and make new acquaintances. The relaxed and jovial atmosphere made it easy to engage in meaningful conversations and strengthen bonds. In conclusion, this party stands out in my memory, not just for its impeccable organization and fun activities, but more importantly, for the genuine emotions and connections it fostered. It was a beautiful reminder of the importance of friendship and celebration in life. Examiner's follow-up questions. Do you think surprise parties are always a good idea? Band 8-9, answer. While surprise parties can be incredibly touching, their success often depends on the recipient's personality. Some people relish unexpected celebrations, while others might feel overwhelmed or prefer to have control over their social engagements. It's crucial to consider the individual's preferences and comfort level with surprises before planning such an event. How do parties differ between children and adults? Band 8-9 answer. The fundamental difference lies in the activities and overall atmosphere. Children's parties typically focus on games, entertainment, and high-energy activities, often featuring themes from popular culture. Adult parties, on the other hand, tend to emphasize social interaction, sophisticated conversations, and potentially more refined entertainment, like music or cultural experiences. The catering and beverages also differ significantly, with adult parties often including alcoholic drinks and more complex cuisine. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Examiner, let's talk more about parties in general. How have parties changed over the years in your country? Band 6-7. Answer. Parties have become more modern and often use technology now. People use social media to invite guests and share photos during the party. Band 8-9. Answer. There's been a significant evolution in party culture over the years. Notably, technology has transformed the way we plan and experience parties. Social media platforms have become integral for sending invitations, sharing real-time updates, and post-event photo sharing. Moreover, there's been a shift towards more personalized and themed events, reflecting individual interests rather than following traditional formats. Additionally, there's an increasing emphasis on experiential elements, such as interactive entertainment or unique venues, to create more memorable and Instagram-worthy moments. Examiner, do you think people spend too much money on parties these days? Band 6-7. Answer, yes, I think some people do spend too much on parties. They want to impress others and sometimes go overboard with expensive decorations and food. Band 8-9. Answer, this is a nuanced issue. While there's certainly a trend towards more lavish and expensive celebrations, particularly for milestone events like weddings or significant birthdays, it's important to consider the cultural and personal context. In some cases, these elaborate parties serve as a way to bring communities together and create lasting memories, which could be seen as a valuable investment in relationships. However, there's also a valid argument that the pressure to host Instagram-perfect events can lead to unnecessary financial strain and shift focus away from the true meaning of the celebration. Ultimately, I believe the key lies in finding a balance between creating a special experience and maintaining financial prudence. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: exhilarating, adjective, exhilarating, very exciting and enjoyable. Example: the party's atmosphere was exhilarating, with everyone dancing and laughing. Intimate gathering, noun phrase, gering, a small private party with close friends. Example: we opted for an intimate gathering to celebrate my promotion, inviting only our closest friends. Breathtaking, breathtaking, extremely impressive or beautiful. Example: the breathtaking view from the rooftop venue added to the party's appeal. Curated, adjective, carefully chosen and organized. Example: the guest list was carefully curated to ensure a good mix of personalities. Ambiance, ambience, the character and atmosphere of a place. Example: the soft lighting and jazz music created a relaxing ambiance at the party. Delectable, adjective, delectable, delicious, highly pleasing to the taste. Example: the party featured a spread of delectable appetizers and desserts. Camaraderie, noun, camaraderie, mutual trust and friendship among people who spend a lot of time together. Example: the party was filled with a sense of camaraderie as old friends reunited. Examiner's advice: to excel in describing a party you attended, use vivid and descriptive language to paint a clear picture of the event. Incorporate a range of advanced vocabulary and idiomatic expressions. Structure your response logically, covering all points on the cue card. Express your emotions and personal reflections about the party. Practice speaking about different types of parties to be prepared for various scenarios. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about using advanced vocabulary, but also about expressing your ideas clearly and coherently. Good luck with your IELTS speaking test. For more tips on acing the IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on how to describe a time when you attended a birthday party and how to describe a time when you went to a wedding. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.